Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ,
party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, the international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
And he's out and about. Happy African Hour Story Day. Yeah, this is in celebration of African Hour Story Month. It's going down real big. You in the building with your homie, Captain Smell. So good. Oh, yeah. It's going down real big. And, you know, we got a quickie. This is all about the quickie, people. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Got a little quick educational moment going down for you. Celebration of the African History Month. And can't beam anybody in. Damn, missed that, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey. There you go.
yeah, I love it.
You be dead. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. It's going
good
down.
Good day to you. How are you feeling?
All right. I can breathe.
Hanging in there, huh?
Yeah, kind of laughed at the little dumbass commercial they had on the radio. Chick, come on, you can hear it clearly, congested as hell. She's talking all that. And I can't know, they're like, well, what's wrong? I can't breathe. And my nasals, they stay stuffed up for weeks. Okay, so then they flip the script. You know, you want to try whatever the drug is, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the mist crap is. So she was like, sure. 45 seconds later, wow, I am really, I'm like, bitch, you sound just as fucking stuffed up as you did 45 seconds ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like this shit worked. That shit ain't worked. I still can't stay up there, she said. So I go, all right. My that fucked up.
Miracle drug out there for that.
Yeah, man, I ain't shooting nothing up my nose. You know.
No, because it makes it worse.
Some hot water, you know what I'm saying? I ain't rinse your nose out with hot water.
Yeah.
That's all I do. But other than that, hell no. Gotta stay off the damn little Vic nasal inhaler. I'm getting addicted to that shit. It's fucking addicted, people. Shit. Like nicotine to your nose, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's not good for
me. Yeah, because it dry your shit out real bad. I'm like, damn. I mean, my nose like extra dried out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it can also cause sinus infection too, clogging you up instead of draining it out like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it backs it up and clogs it up.
Yeah, I can do that.
Didn't know
taking
that
a decongestant
one.
Is not good.
No. There you go, people. Well, today is part of African Eye History Month. You know what I'm saying? My mother has made a request that I cover something very near and dear to her. And that is the Sears Roebuck Company. Sears and Roebuck was a formation of two men back in the day, and they don't get into the color barrier, but of course, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Roebuck was the black man, Sears was the white man, and that's how they formed the Sears and Roebuck Company, which technically should be a part of Black History Month to show camaraderie way back in the 1800s, you know, before all of this so-called racism and all that kind of crap was, you know, all.
But what happened to the Roebuck, the last name? It's only Sears now.
Mm-hmm. Alva Curtis Roebuck, born January 9th, 1864, to June 18th, 1948, was a manager, businessman, and the founder of Sears Roebuck & Company with his partner, Richard Warren Sears. Get my porn music going on. Oh, matter of fact, this, we got, this is a special friends moment. Until the mother is sold out. Oh. Lafayette, Indiana born. Yeah, you know, one of those Tourette's outbursts, you know.
Yeah.
I got practice in Tourette's.
Watch yourself now.
Oh, Lafayette,
Indiana
born. I'd
have to put tape over your mouth or something.
Put the black bar over it. Me? I beat myself. Alva Roebuck began work as a watchmaker in a Hammond, Indiana jewelry store at age 22. On April 1st, 1887, he answered an advertisement for a watchmaker in the Chicago Daily News, and 2 days later he received a reply from Richard Warren Sears, who wanted to hire him. Thus began the association of two men who would soon form one of the world's best-known business partnerships. The firm was incorporated as Sears Roebuck & Company in 1893. In 1895, which is weird, two years later, Roebuck asked Sears to buy him out for about $20,000. Later, when asked about his ex-partner's great wealth and his own modest wealth, he replied, "He's dead. Me, I never felt better." At Richard Sears' request, he took charge of a division that handled watches, jewelry, optical goods, and later phonographs, magical lanterns, and motion picture machines. His business interests did not end with Sears. He later organized and financed two companies, a manufacturer and a distributor of motion picture machines and accessories. Roebuck also served as president 1909 to 1924 of Emerson Typewriter Company, where he invented an improved typewriter called the Woodstock. Not where you're going to smoke weed, people. Yeah, we're talking about a typewriter. And a lot of people are like, Woodstock? He created Woodstock? Shit, I ain't know that. No. We're talking about a typewriter, people. After several years in semi-retirement in Florida, yeah, right down here.
Florida,
the financial,
okay.
Yeah, that's where it's all based out of. The financial losses he suffered in the stock market crash of 1929 forced Roebuck to return to Chicago. By 1933, Roebuck had rejoined Sears Roebuck & Company, where he largely devoted his time to compiling a history of the company he helped found. In September 1934, a Sears store manager asked Roebuck to make a public appearance at his store. After an enthusiastic public turnout, Mr. Roebuck went on tour, appearing at retail stores across the country for the next several years. And Alva Roebuck returned to the desk. Hold on. Alva Roebuck returned to his desk at company headquarters in Chicago, where he enthusiastically assumed the task of compiling a corporate history. He died on June 18, 1948, at the age of 84.
Well, that's very interesting. I didn't know that.
That is interesting. I didn't know he was black.
I didn't either.
He must be one of them high yellow dudes. He looked whiter than a mother.
All right, now.
Hey, dude, he got one of those old Hitler little twists, how they wear their shit all curled up.
Oh, yeah.
He got a part in his head. Yeah, that ain't no black feature. This is a white dude.
Come on now.
1890s.
He's just talking about the color of his skin.
Well, I'm just saying. Normally, you can you know, you can tell, distinguish a Mars, like he just looked high yellow, like Abraham Lincoln. You know what I'm saying? He clearly looked white, but he was so dark-skinned. You know what I'm saying? Where he just looked, you know, people like, now he looked black. You know, at nighttime, we can't even see you. Something ain't right. Something ain't right, Abe. You ain't being honest. But my mom always wanted to know that. She always wanted to know what ended up happening, why, you know what I'm saying, they end up separating. That was the reason, you know what I'm saying, behind the big breakup of Sears and Roebuck. $20,000, people. Wow, what the crack was he smoking on back in the day?
But, you know, back then, that was probably a lot of money.
Yeah. But
know,
only, and after only 2 years, though, what would be the motivation to want to sell the place, you know what I'm saying, or sell out your half, you know, after only 2 years? Y'all ain't even got a chance to get a
corporation. Well, it probably looked like good money at the time, and who knew that it was going to blow up like that, you know? Maybe he did. Maybe Mr. Sears did.
Yeah, because that's all like Yahoo, you know what I'm saying? Look at all the motherfuckers who didn't invest in Yahoo and Microsoft and all the other kind of shit before it came along.
Yeah. Just don't know. Facebook.
Yeah. That's why they go back and make movies to laugh at their friends, like, ha ha. Look what you should have did, and you didn't. Yeah. But, I don't know, people got $1 million ideas every day, just kind of hone in on people and make them manifest.
Believe in your dreams.
Yeah, gotta make them manifest. Well, let's get some. That's Kmart. Who the fuck cares about Kmart's history? Let's see what Kmart came from. Craig's. You know, I guess people couldn't say Craig, so they just say Kmart. Right. That's your history, people. Hey, I gave a little news. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
after the
thank
show
you
was
very
over,
much. I did go listen. Yeah.
I was laughing.
That was
like,
crazy
hey,
news, too.
Yeah, that was.
That was really crazy.
Yeah, people, it's just nutty going on, you know?
Thanks for letting me get my nutty on.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy. Let me give y'all a hold on. Show me that you can. The African word for the day is Habari Gani. How are you?
Habari Gani.
They have Dutch African and Native of Africa. That is according to the Wiktionary.
What does it say in Wikipedia about Black History Month?
Probably nothing. But let's take a look.
Let's do that. I cannot get in the chat room or even in on Block Talk Radio on the computer. I've been trying since 8:30. Well,
wow.
My time anyway.
Oh, you
my
just trying to get on any show?
No, on yours. Even
oh,
try,
I'm
just
saying
trying
it ain't
to get
pulling
up.
Up. It ain't pulling up anybody though.
I don't know. I have to try that. I was only clicked onto yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But this is a controversial month, so you guys probably won't be able to tune in, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of the month. See, like, all the time I start talking about real issues, you know, that get kind of hot and heated towards race and, you know, around those type of areas, Blog Talk always gets super sensitive. Like when I did the Willie Lynch, and then they canceled the whole damn show the first time, and I had to change the name of the show the same day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know.
I noticed they'd be messing with you.
Yeah. You know, it's all good, though, because www.trylouderradio.com is up and running, people. You know what I'm saying? We just working on test shows. And when the official launch pops, oh, man, it's going to be dropping. You know what I'm saying?
Can you spell trilateral? Slowly, please.
Try. Lateral radio.
There you go.
Oh. It's Trilateral Radio, people. TRILATERAL. I might be spelling wrong with my eye. Trilateral. Look it up. Shit. Radio, all one word. LATERAL. TrilateralRadio.com. It is official, people. Go and check it out. The site is looking freaking super duper hot every single day. Because we keep overcreating ourselves. That's probably why we ain't even live yet. Shit. Thinking that something looks super hot. But, you know, that's what's going to make everything super duper, man. So, y'all look out for that. Huh?
We need Blog Talk.
You know, when you got the hottest radio station in the land, it's TrilateralRadio.com with your host with the most, all the way from 186.2 San Jose, California. We bring you Mr. Goofy and where is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No. It's Captain Smell So Good from the Starship Smelly Prize. Along host with Captain Co-host at that. Damn it, I fucked up my shit. Fucking shit ass. That was sounding pretty good, though, you know. I'm about to run that back. Smoke some more. And then I can run that back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put that in the memory banks.
So what happened with Wikipedia? What did they say about Black History Month?
All right. Statue of Woodson in Huntington, West Virginia is featured on the Wikipedia.com. Black History Month is remembrance of the events in the history of the African diaspora. Since 1976, it is celebrated annually in the United States of America and Canada. Yeah. In February and the United Kingdom in the month of October. Wow, I did not know that. In the United States, Black History Month is also referred to as African American History Month. Black History Month actually started as Negro History Week in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson. The goal of Black History Week was to educate the American people about African Americans' cultural backgrounds and reputable achievements. And this goes a little deeper. When Carter G. Woodson started Negro History Week, his purpose was for the history of African Americans to become considered a more significant part of American history as a whole. According to historian John Hope Franklin, Woodson continued to express hope that Negro History Week would outlive its usefulness. The purpose of Black History Month is to promote awareness of African American history to the general public. It is arguable that despite the opinions of several critics, Black History Month has several advantages, and to an extent, Woodson's hopes were realized. During Black History Month, African American history is taught to thousands of students at the elementary, high school, and university levels, respectively. That's only to motherfuckers who give respect to it. That's not down here in Florida. They do not teach that in the elementary, high school. And you just have to take that at a university level. Because, African American history is that an extremely important part of American history. And it is almost impossible to find an American history textbook that does not include passages about Black history. And debate about Black History Month. Okay, let's check it out. Black History Month sparks an annual debate about the continued usefulness of a month dedicated to the history of one race. Several journalists argue that the advantages and disadvantages of emphasizing one month of the year to promote African-American history. It is seldom argued that America's youth does not at least somewhat benefit from having an annual Black History Month. However, several critics argue that the adult population now perceives the month of February from a different angle. One argument states that the question, why is Black History celebrated over the shortest month of the year, It is argued that Black History Month has become a ready-made excuse to ignore African-American history for the other 11 months of the year, thus promoting racism. These are all called fucking opinions. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
And they're like assholes. Everybody got one.
Well,
regurgitating somebody's opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's all these sound like. Bunch of journalists' opinions. You know? But, you know, you give.
Is there any other nationality that has a whole month?
Yeah. White folks.
There is. What?
Yeah, y'all got
what?
Columbus Day, St. Patrick's Day. Every day of the month.
Do they add up to
day.
A month? Do they add up to a month?
President's
Day?
It adds up to a year. It adds up to
oh,
a
yeah,
year.
Man.
Every month of the year. Y'all get out. Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that I don't put a divider between race. You know, we are people, human.
Yeah,
y'all
well,
bleed.
These
y'all
are,
hurt.
These are just, yeah, the opinion.
Y'all cry.
Of, yeah. Me personally, it don't matter about a Black History Month because it still falls upon the community to keep, you know what I'm saying, y'all traditions alive. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep your own traditions alive, then the outside world will naturally, you know, learn about it. You know, but we don't even keep our traditions alive, so therefore, you know, this month is kind of wasteless. You know what I'm saying? When I asked a little dude in the neighborhood, I say, you know, do you know this even Black History Month? He's like, no. So
wow.
It's like, you know, he don't even, you see what I'm saying?
Really?
So it is important to us as a race. It might not be important to everybody else, no. But for self-identification, it is very important. And really, it needs to be extended because just by that one statement, that clearly shows how this race is still gone. They're gone. Gone. Man, our race is gone, man. Man, no, you can't ask a black person what they are, man. You can't ask them. You can't ask from whence they came. They ain't going to tell you. They're going to say 34th and Chelsea Street. You know what I'm saying? That's all born and raised, and that's all they know. Because that means they're not taught anything else. So I don't want to hear about no elementary school teaching it. I don't want to hear about no junior high school teaching it. And I don't want to hear about no high school teaching it. If the parents and the grandparents and everybody else is not teaching it, who the hell cares about who's trying to teach you about you? See, that's the whole point. You know, that's what Black history is supposed to symbolize. All of black people coming together and getting in touch with your traditions. You know, nobody even sits around in my family since I've known Black history been going on to sit us down and say, you know, this is what your great-grand dad did, and this is what your great-grandma did, and this is, you know, our bloodline. But white people sit down and do that. They sit down.
No!
I'm just saying the majority of them, though, they have a family tree that they can trace and say, hey, this is your, you know, say your great-granddad, he fought in the, you know, Confederate War or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And this is your great uncle, and he fought. But they sit down with their kids, and they let them know that, you know what I'm saying, that their family has a heritage. You know what I'm saying? That they most families, then, put it that way. People that believe in family. You know what I'm saying? But
I
they
wouldn't
pass
that
on.
The world
is
so fast-paced that I don't even think people sit down as a family anymore.
Yeah, now it's like, you know, it ain't nothing. It's like nothing. It ain't even family anymore. It's just people running around having babies, and hopefully they stay together.
Something like that. Goofy Bones,
you know,
talking about he's only got 2 days, the Day of the Dead and Cinco de Mayo. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, so, hey. Yeah. And they lost the war. You know? Yeah. And we lost
Let's
too, goddamn.
About.
Look at us. Look at who really lost.
What's it all about?
Hey, man. But, you know, that's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? All I want people to know is that, you know, black folks did something in history. You know, regardless of what you don't see, you know what I'm saying, on the television screen. And a lot of things that's on the television screen are due to the facts and off the backs of black people, and they just don't get the credit. Just like the LASIK eye surgery, which was created by a black woman. It's not about the color. You feel me? It's not the color barrier, but the color barrier is there. You know what I mean? We need to, our youth need to have something to look up to that. You feel me? But if you taking that image and you putting a white doctor there, is that fair? You know what I'm saying? For the little black girl to look up to a white doctor when it was a black female that created that technique.
Well, there's a double standard there. She's a woman, too, who's the minority as well.
Right.
I can feel that one.
Right. So, I mean, you know, as far as young black females, young females, period, no matter what color, because she's a woman that created this device that without it, you know what I'm saying, people will still be in blind. You know what I'm saying? But now you look at a television commercial and it says LASIK, and you know, even for this month, they don't do any kind of promotion on her and give her any kind of credit. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for creating LASIK. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. But y'all run 1,000 million LASIK commercials back to back to back. You know, promoting Dr. whoever the hell, iPop ball or whatever the hell. You know, it's just, it's just self-identification, people. Know thyself. You know, and that's with any race.
But the Day of the Dead is not a David.
No, I don't know what that is.
Day of the Dead?
Yeah.
When you celebrate your long lost loved ones that are gone?
Shit, I celebrate every day, yo. Shit. I didn't know the day that you do that, though. Yeah. I know in New Orleans, you know.
Can Independence Day, that's
dead,
what I was.
Party you off. Huh?
Yeah, Independence Day.
Mex in Pindy. Mexican Independence Day.
So 3 minutes, wow. What can you do?
Hey. Oh,
promo,
yeah.
promo.
You already know, people. TryLoudRadio.com. I got to get the promo up here, man. Google it, boom. We need this promo. It's going now. But make sure y'all check us out, people. Live, www.TryLoudRadio.com, the new home. With the new host, new everything. You know what I'm saying? We will be having live shows coming soon. That's why you got these 30-minute quickies, these teasers. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep you salivating. Yeah, until we... you know, get full streaming. So shout out to Mr. Cyanide all over there in the Netherlands. Who they, my dog? And thank you, Mrs. Heavenly Angel. Sidekick, ready to kick y'all in the head. And right here live on WDG Radio. Also, Mr. Sandy Baby Powder Fresh J out there on Ice Cast Radio. Who needs to come on over? You know what I'm saying? Stop bull skating. And come on over to this TLC thing. You know what I'm saying? TLC Radio, people. It's going now. It's the Trilateral Radio Commission Network live on www.trilateralradio.com. Make sure you go and check out our sponsors, Mr. Bit66 himself, www.bit66.com. Mr. Easy Rider. Go on and get y'all online penny bids up. And it's going down real big. So check that out. Got some videos, new music. And new content over there. So the things have been changed up. So go check it out. Got new stuff coming. It's going to be real big. Much love,
people,
everybody.
I want
that's
you to put it in
checking
the
back
room.
Here. And
drop the link. Sorry.
Put the link for what?
The Trilateral Radius.
Y'all motherfuckers know where is that.
I want you to drop it.
Y'all like it's a. 1,000 people in the chat room. Only you two folks thankfully got in there.
Thankfully is right. Yeah.
Thank you, Blog Temporary Talk Radio.
Yeah, no, milk them for all it's worth, baby. Milk them for all it's worth.
Hey. BTR is Blog Temporary Radio. Because, that's about what we get on this motherfucker. 10 seconds worth of good audio. Oh, we got HD broadcasting on Trilateral Radio, people. We broadcasting in HD. Don't ask me how, but it's going to be in HD.
I'm as up.
It's going down. Peace out, people. Much love, Ms. Heavenly Angel. I got to get up out of here. Smoke some more weed and work on the site.
Much love for you, too.
No, that's not the link. My bad. Type it too fast.
Hey, try it. Where's my 5 minutes of nutty, man?
Laughter. Radio. No, I was just doing that for you special. I was just testing out the link. They cut me off in mid-sentence when I was into my thing. That kind of made me mad. I was like, oh, you son.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yo, bitch, just off the phone.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Click that. Check that out. Click that. Bam!
You ain't got the gun to take me down, so, hey.
Oh. No, I'm talking about click the link in the chat.
Pow, 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 pow.
Bam! Check that out.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to put that in your comments for the radio show.
No, I got it. I'm changing up the whole front BTR thing to just reflect Trilateral. That we talking about on Blog Talk?
Yeah, I'm saying you need to link that on the comments. You know, where we're listening right now. Put it in the comment section after the show. Or I will.
What you talking about? On Trilateral Radio?
No, I'm talking about on Blog Talk Radio in the comment section after the show where you can go and see comments that people post. Post it in there after every show. There
I
you
don't
go.
Even be on them comments, you know?
Well, you should check out the comments. People do write you comments.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying not to leave a comment for myself. I mean, I read the comments, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying you could post it in there.
So for sure.
So people know where to go.
Who the hell so for sure? Possible guest. Sounds very interesting. Please email me info to soforsure@gmail.com.
So what is the picture of the crotch we have going on? What's your crotch?
The what?
For the archives? Where's your face?
Oh, yeah, we got to adjust the pictures, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my chill pose because I got a blunt in my mouth. So I think it's been censored.
I got to learn
how to resize the photos. See, I put that up myself. So I got to resize the photos because it's supposed to be a certain, like a thumbnail size. And I uploaded JPEG size. Yeah, so I got to learn site coding, you know what I'm saying, in order to get all my shit to show right, including my the band at the top. They keep going back and forth because it technically, you know what I'm saying, it's supposed to be smaller than that. And show the whole, you know what I'm saying, show the whole thing without cutting it off.
Right. Without cutting your head off.
That's coming, though. Yeah, that's coming, though. That's coming. We working on it. We got to get this listen live up. And
yeah, it doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure, you know. Fine, I'd worked 3 hours on just the Trilateral Commission sign.
Well, I've been working all week on, you know, re-editing everything that he put up as an example, you know what I'm saying? And I had to go back through and fill in. So everything that you see, all this information that you see is on me going to Goofy website, Ms. Computer Lady, everybody's website, getting all those links that you see at the bottom. That's me.
Yeah.
I put all those links in. I went to everybody's shit, So, I mean, we're putting in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to fill up the front page and make it look interesting, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at least that'll catch your interest right off top. So you have a lot of things to look at on the front page. But not to bog it up, because we got a whole site to do everything with. So you can create as many pages as we need to, but you don't want to get people to get some content and stuff there.
So you can't put the archives from Block Talk Radio on there, can you?
Yeah, we can, but we don't want to because the crap, the audio sucks. We won't. What we going to represent and when we start out is probably a talk show, show. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm thinking that's what I'm going to have to do is, matter of fact, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Call in through talk show, record it through talk show, and then get the quality of talk show. Because when I call through talk show, I get HD fucking quality. I don't have any blog talk shit. So then I can take the talk show episode and then re-upload it. So when you click on the listen live, it'll actually, you know what I'm saying?
Sounds crystal clear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start that tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to switch phones. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I should start that tomorrow. Huh. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, he did click on it. Okay. And we got to change a few things on the about. I had to change that. That was the first logo that I came up with, but then it doesn't look good anywhere else because it kind of disappears with the background.
So how many logos everywhere? They give you on Block Talk after 30?
How many? To 12:45.
15 minutes? Man,
I only think it was like 14. It was like 14 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it just cut off. Thank you for losing ball time. I'm like, damn, it seemed like it was like 10 minutes.
And
the next thing you know, it cut off. I was like, damn. All right. See, y'all ain't showing no love. God, you motherfuckers going to ride out now. It's all good. Yeah, man, it's all good.
45 minutes of freedom.
You know, it's all good. Advertisement time for www.blog.
trilateral.
Still you saying it. God damn, get that out of there. Get that out of there.
That's but a you, bad word.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I got to do some hot linking. That's what I need to do. I got to do some hot linking. Hot link. I don't know. Somebody sent me a message. Talking about possible guests, so for sure media. I don't know who the hell that is, though.
I got some music coming your way.
It says, putting your friends on Front Street. Question of the day, do you have a low sex drive? Okay. Displaying public affection. That is on the J. Ryle Show.
That depends on how much you're showing.
Yeah. Commenting on the show, what's up? Why do people use the comments as chat boxes? Like, I'm going to go on there and be like, chilling, and wait for a response.
Be there all day.
Yeah, I'm waiting on this non-live update. Oh, man. It's going down. Shouts out to Verbal Ink on his still kicking it in the midday mix. Let me go over here. I want to see if he's still doing the hour-long show. Or was he only doing his little quick 30-minute put you in the fix? Nah, he's still on here for an hour. He done paid for it. I hear you, boat. You need to come over to Try Loud Radio. That's all I'm doing to do, going here and spam. Go ahead and spam. Check out my new home, bitches. Oh, I guess I should say.
You know what?
Huh?
Your new what?
The new site.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the room.
And what site is that?
The new site. Check out the new site.
What site is it?
www.trilateralradio.com. It's Trilateral Radio. Bam!
There it is, people.
Uh-huh. Looking for a new host. Yeah, we live over here on Verbal Ink, listening to a little mid-afternoon poetry.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, I don't wear no panties. All righty then. Thank you for allowing us to know that. Right. Yeah.
That's
this
so,
is
that's
a verbal.
Talking.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, I'm in the other chat room. I can't even go back in and drop the link. I'm on the Verbal Ink Show. I get poetry. I just don't get spoken word. Some of the things that people be saying, it just, you know, I don't. See, when I look at the sky looks so purple. Purple is the sky that I have just inhaled. Inhaled is what is through my nose, because my nose is through. Through the atmosphere. What the fuck did you just say? What? What is you? What is you smoking on? It's got to be purple. Is you talking about you smoking drugs? Yeah, tell me. Just tell me that. And I get a clear picture of what I'm trying to hear. Cause I mean, jeez. Hell no. Shout out to Chicken Whisper still hanging in. Of course, Miss Fly Lady with probably 5,000 people now since we done made up room on her shit and, you know, sucked up all the hours. Okay,
yeah.
Well, have, she probably got a 6-hour show now and shit.
An all-day runner, let me tell you.
Good. Oh, well. All right, people, with the last couple of minutes, we're going to spam this thing on out. Hey, guess what the new site is?
There you go. You know, when it's up and running, I'm going to be plastering it everywhere in Block Up.
Oh, man. That's when I'm going to start doing my my everything. Oh, man, I meant to tell you, last night I got pulled over. Well, I didn't get pulled over. I turned around, busted a U-turn, and started videotaping the police. And the only reason I did it because he tried to jump on him while he was on the ground. So I turned back around and started videotaping. So as I'm sitting across the street at a gas station and I'm videotaping him, one of the officers notices me. He started running around to all the officers telling them, hey, there's a guy across the street videotaping. How about after they all tighten up and get to do all the ground and everything, how about the little vice undercover squad comes shooting over in front of me, jumping out on me, they 3D jumping out on me, talking about what am I doing? Man, please. I got it all on video. Never stop videotaping. You know what I'm saying? I told them I'm on private property. And if you need me to buy some gas to be on this private property, then that's what I'm finna do. But other than that, I ain't bothering you, so you need to leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's right.
I went into the store with the camera to pay for the $3 worth of gas because I was laughing so hard I bumped the camera against the damn I bumped the camera against the goddamn counter, and it corrupted the file. So the file is there, but I can't get it off to upload to fucking YouTube.
Oh, wow.
I can't even throw the camera. I can view it on my TV, you know what I'm saying, but I can't.
You can't download your movies anymore? Your videos? Or just that one?
One minute left. I think it's just that one. But I figured out though. Work it out. Yeah, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna re-record it somehow and then repost it. I got some pictures and stuff, so I might just take the audio off and then just use the pictures. so you can hear the audio. But you hear me interacting with the officers. That's the main thing because, you know, I was moving so much with the damn camera because they blowed the hell out of me when they jumped out 3D. I'm like, oh, shit. And they just surrounded me. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Whatever. That is stupid. Damn.
Oh, man, you're telling me I'm trespassed. That's that.